This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Case number two from the court today, lest you'd think I'd forgotten, was a relatively narrow holding about some kinds of public employees, home health care workers specifically, and whether they can be forced to pay union dues. The short answer is no, but remember, a relatively narrow holding from the justices today. All right, moving on. 1 month to the day after Eric Shinseki resigned as Secretary of Veterans Affairs, President Obama has announced his replacement. Somebody you've heard mentioned before on this program, in point of fact, Bob McDonald, the former CEO of Procter & Gamble. Yes, that Procter & Gamble, the world's biggest consumer products company, from which McDonald retired about a year ago. McDonald did serve in the Army. He's a West Point graduate, in point of fact. But unlike a lot of his predecessors at the VA, he didn't spend his career in the military or in government service. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
In the 90s, Alan Simpson chaired the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, and he praises President Obama for picking someone from the private sector.
Oh, that's big. It's huge, and it's critical.
Simpson says the VA needs a proven manager. In the past, the department's been led by generals, a colonel, and a congressman, in addition to lobbyists and lawyers. But Ed Doran says the move from business to government can be tough. He's a former Undersecretary of Defense.
A cabinet secretary is going to be held accountable by 535 people, senators and members of Congress.
A group that's many times bigger than any corporate board. And Doran adds, corporate directors can't convene press conferences to score political points. There's also pressure from veterans groups. Barbara Romzek's the dean of the School of Public Affairs at American University.
It's a much more complicated arena to work in.
President Obama's choice caught many by surprise. Philip Longman's a fellow at the New America Foundation. He's written a book about the Department of Veterans Affairs.
On its face, this candidate has zero qualifications to head the VA.
McDonald has no background in public administration, Longman points out, and no experience in health care management, something Sarah Singer teaches at Harvard.
I think the VA has a very hierarchical culture, and what they need is a much more open, learning-oriented, team-oriented culture.
That is something a leader from the private sector may be able to deliver more easily than someone who spent a career in government or the military. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.